I would like you to use your imagination. I know it's unlikely, but a husband and wife get into a fight. See, it's difficult to imagine. And they're arguing, and their daughter comes in with a religion book to ask a religious question. And she goes, "Dad, what's a person called that goes into a wallet and takes all your money?" He goes, "Your wife." And the wife goes, "Your children." And then the child leaves. Obviously, these people don't know anything about religion. But after a while of arguing, they say, "You know, after 27 years, we're still here. We're still here. We're close enough to argue. It's when silence comes that the separation begins." I'll get back to that family issue at the end of the sermon, because it has a lot to do with the cross. We celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross, and in the Ukrainian tradition, when you paint an icon, you don't have a crown of thorns on Jesus. Take a good look at an icon painted of the crucifixion in the Ukrainian style. There is no crown of thorns. There's a halo. There is no blood. And there is no remnant of suffering. Because an icon tries to get into the soul, what is going on inside the heart and motivating this person. And what motivated Jesus is love. We live in a society like many societies before us, where people like to substitute. They substitute stimulation for satisfaction, proximity for intimacy, and manipulation for a relationship. But God doesn't do that. God realizes that to have the only thing that He wants in this world, to have our love, He has to offer Himself and wait for a response. He can't force us. He can't manipulate us. He can't just be close to us, because what He wants, only we can give. And the cross is that moment when the Savior says, "The very people I want to love are crucifying me, but I don't stop loving." That's a phenomenal thought for the world. If you have children, you can understand this even more. What father and mother, once their child is born, wouldn't give their life for their child? "Whatever my child wants, that's how much I love them." And what do you want back? Their happiness and their love. And everything is worth it. God is exactly the same. Churches aren't built for God. Services aren't celebrated for God. They're here for us. Because Jesus said, when the whole Bible is boiled down, two things: love God with all your heart and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Who wouldn't want someone to love them? People in Hollywood crave that. People in business crave that. And all the cross reminds us, don't be satisfied with a substitute. Don't think proximity is intimacy. Don't think manipulation is a relationship. Don't try to fear or guilt someone into loving you. Make an offer of yourself and wait. And this is where we get back to the family. When people speak about worshiping God, they have an image of someone maybe groveling at the feet of a king. But this is not the biblical imagery. The biblical imagery of worship is a family, where a child looks at his father and mother and goes, "Wow." That's what Slava Isusu Christu means. Slava is just a fancy way of saying, "Wow, I love you, my God." That's what He wants. He wants your love, your happiness, your satisfaction and a relationship with you. He has no crisis of confidence. You don't have to tell him he's great. He knows that. He's like the Father who wants you to pray, not because he doesn't know what you need, but he loves to hear your voice and your expression of compassion. And like a child at the need of his father, God says in heaven, I'm going to give you so much more than you asked for, but I just love to have you next to me. And this way, prayer doesn't become something you do, but a relationship you drown in, a relationship that you express things in, and a relationship where you listen and say, what is the Heavenly Father telling to me? And he respects you so much that if you walk away, he will follow you. He will track you down, but he will never force you, because freedom is the price that everyone pays for love. And you have to deal with the possibility of its loss. And the cross for the Christians is always that ultimate symbol that even if we crucify the person, the God who loves us, he will still say, I love you still. I will wait for a response from you still. Because the issue is not suffering and pain, but a dedication to love that is so full that God doesn't want to live without it. And we should be satisfied with no poor substitute. Slava Isusu Christu.